Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Ron in South Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi, honey. I've got some paver brick in the backyard, about the size of a regular brick, and I bought the house. It's 1971. They were put down on an inside corner of the house where a part of it, a Florida room, sticks out, and it's virtually level. I'd like to know if you have some way that I can get it so the water maybe runs off a little bit better, or redo it without tearing it up.
Hmm. No, you're not going to change the pitch of this, but is the water collecting there?
Very little.
Because typically paver brick drains pretty well, because underneath it should be stone and then sand. So typically it drains pretty well.
So I would really need to take one up and see just exactly what's under there to make sure.
Yeah, and that's not a hard thing to do. But frankly, Ron, if you want to change the pitch, you've got to, you know, change the whole base, and it's probably not going to be worth it.
Okay.
Especially if you've got, you know, just a little bit of water sitting there. Now, are you getting moisture problems under the house?
Detected a little bit when I bought the house, but at that time, there were some other issues that were taken care of.
Right. Well, if you're trying to deal with water infiltration problems into the house, let's put this more expensive, more difficult problem to fix, which is the repitching of the patio, at the end of the list. There are easier things that you can do. You want to make sure that you have gutters that are clean and free-flowing. You want to make sure the downspouts are 4 to 6 feet away from the house. You want to make sure the rest of the soil slopes away. If you do all of that and do it well and do it perfectly, you can probably stand to have the patio, you know, hold a little bit of water against the house.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.